Jared Dudley in the news today. He was dealt by the Phoenix Suns to the Brooklyn Nets, and Jared joins us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Bittersweet day, I'm sure, Jared, but thanks for joining us.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Your initial thoughts, I take it this did not come as a complete surprise to you?
It didn't. I mean, in this business, you just never know. I obviously, the Suns need to make change. I do wish it wasn't so early in the morning. It woke me up, man. I was like, man, you know, you can always call from an agent. Nah, but you know how it is. Suns were looking to do a buyout at one point in time, and it's something that we weren't willing to do just because of how late it was in the game and free agency. All the roster spots were mostly taken. But this trade, I mean, it's kind of crazy because in free agency 2 years ago, Brooklyn actually was more interested in me than Phoenix. And I almost went there. It was really neck and neck. So it's kind of me going full circle there, where it's opportunity to play. The last 2 years, I was here more of a mentor role to help bridge the gap and try to teach guys, even though the record might not show it, it's showing them how to be professional, teaching them how to do the right work ethic, and then seeing the game from a different point of view. And that's what I tried to do. And I think that you'll see that in a couple of these other guys that has happened too.
Now, Jared, we were actually just talking about that earlier, the value. I mean, you've got the Suns team that has so many young players that are like 21 and under. I mean, you're in a good position to answer this. How important is it to have a couple vets around that just know the ins and outs of life in the NBA and know how to get out of a slump when you've lost a few games in a row?
Oh, man, it's huge. I mean, it's hard to show in our record how it was because, let's just be honest, really only one vet was playing, which was Tyson, and it wasn't all the time. I mean, you would love to have at least two vets as starters and at least two vets off the bench to help groom while you're out there. So I could help them. It's only to a certain extent. Usually if you look at, you know, my plus minus when I was in there playing, it's always a positive plus minus because even though someone might be better, it's knowing when to make the extra pass on defense, talking, when to make the rotation. And that you can only get by experience, film, coaching. Those are three things, and it's something that we lacked at that time. And it happened, but I think that Booker developed. I think Josh Jackson came out at the end. I think TJ Warren took a next step. And I think that guys like Bender and Chris have to stay in the gym and keep working, but got to have vets.
Jared Dudley, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sportsline, traded today to the Brooklyn Nets. I've just been reading some tweets and stuff and kind of your thoughts that you shared with us about not being a fan of a buyout at this point of the summer. The discussions with Brooklyn, what have they sounded like? Is a buyout a possibility? Do you expect to play for the Nets next year? I mean, where does that right now?
I've talked to the GM and coach. They're looking at me to come in and play. Mm-hmm. They're looking at me to come in. They're saying there's an opportunity to play, and that's what every player is at, just really wants that. No one, you know, it's very rare unless you are a certain type of player in this league where you're guaranteed minutes, and nor should you. And so there's an opportunity to play at the full position. I met with the coach. I remember going through the process in free agency 2 years ago. They thought my IQ and shooting was good for their system, so I'm excited. I've always wanted to live in New York, so no, there's no buyout coming. I mean, I'm not saying I would never, ever do a buyout, but for one, this late in the game, and for what, unless you have a team already set up, there's a better situation, which I thought I didn't at this time. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you know, you stick with what you have.
Now, you knew what you were being called, and you talked about it with us. When you came back to the Suns 2 years ago, you knew what your role was going to be as a veteran mentor. And this summer, it looks like the Suns are poised to make a jump that is obviously bigger than what they did in the first 2 years that you were here. That being said, Jared, what's your disappointment level that your role with the Suns is ending right at this time?
No disappointment. I mean, when I say that is because, I mean, obviously, I would have loved to play more, but that wasn't in the cards, and I understood that taking that contract. I mean, as you guys being radio, as people that are listening, if there are doctors, school teachers, you want to be the best and you want to be involved. So as a basketball player, I'd love to be more involved, but I understood, hey, I have to be involved in other ways unless an opportunity came through an injury or through something else. So for me, it's you hate to see people get fired. You hate to see how it happens and people leave and get cut. And so my only disappointment – is that record-wise, it didn't show a jump. And for us, you know, you could be a bad team, bad record, and you want to see improvement the next year, kind of like Brooklyn. They were bad, and they made 8-game improvement this year. And that's what you would like to see going in the right direction. I think that the Suns have no choice but to go up. You got the number one pick. We had the worst record in the Western Conference last year. Guys will be going full throttle the time for going after top picks is over for them. They have the key new coach coming in, so fans should be excited. Booker's ready to go, and I think everyone should be excited on both parties.
Jared, you're going to a team that has struggled lately, but they're maybe on the rise a little bit in the Eastern Conference, and it is the Eastern Conference, but they haven't had those high picks the Suns have had. What do you envision your role being with on the Nets, and do you know a lot of the guys on that team?
Know them just by playing against them, knowing, you know, being in the league 11 years and knowing their strengths and weaknesses. My role from now on going in any locker room is being a leader, a veteran presence, someone that speaks knowledge and wisdom on and off the court, positive energy. And then now for this one is I envision myself as a bigger playing role where making outside threes, ball movement, being a communicator. And when you're a good communicator and positive energy, I feel that, like, that's a contagious thing. You know, when you go to work and that guy's always happy, some of those guys can uplift you and make you have a good day. And instead of being around those guys, everything's, you know, because the sun's not out, the day's bad. That's not me. So that will be my role going on until I'm done retiring, and I'm going to embrace it even more in Brooklyn.
Jared Dudley, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. You mentioned it a second ago, that Suns fans should be excited. Devin Booker's ready to go. $158 million extension at the age of 21. And we've talked about it on this show.
A lot of dinners. Yeah. A lot of dinners after that. All the dinners I paid for those guys, yeah. Boy, I tell you.
I hope you kept count, Jared. But, when you become a max player, regardless of what age you are, it changes the pressure on you. It changes your role within an organization. I mean, how do you see things changing along those lines for Devin Booker now?
Definitely. Definitely more pressure. Definitely more responsibility with that money coming in. He knows that. We've groomed him. He's been ready. He's humble, but yet confident. He sees the game in a different light. He's a star. And for him, how good does he want to be? I expect him to be more vocal. I expect him to be more of a leader, to take that next step, to be that guy. He knows it's on his shoulders. I think he's capable. I think that he can't get discouraged if they don't come out the box winning. He has to know to learn the personalities of the team with new guys coming in, who to push, who to be encouraged with them, which I'll provide, which I talked to him before, the certain players of this, and he understands that. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Take basketball aside, he has a good understanding of just life, of understanding people, understanding his role. And so, for sure, I expect him to have a better year next year than this year. I actually worked out with him for a couple of days here in L.A. He looked fantastic.
Jared, you mentioned that interested in living in New York. I mean, it's a very different fan base, certainly, but there's a lot of opportunities there as well off the court. And you're somebody that has been well known around this league for his personality, both on and off the court. Do you see opportunities beyond just basketball in Brooklyn?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm so focused on just basketball. You know, I don't know how many years you have left. Any kind of opportunity to get after it, but for sure. Hey, I mean, I'm more excited of just living there. You know, I lived in D.C. I loved it. I lived in L.A. And obviously, I bought a home in Phoenix. That's home. But New York City, come on. How many times can someone say they lived in New York City? I don't care if it's just for 9 months. To get that experience, to get that opportunity, I think for me and my family, my kids, it's going to be a dream come true and a great experience. But no, off the court, you know me. I mean, it'll make it a lot easier to get it connected with people, be in touch with people, and that should help me for life after basketball.
Jared Dudley, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Last thing before we let you go, and we appreciate your time. 7 years now of reflection and two different stints with the Phoenix Suns. Just looking back at the time you spent here, I mean, what does Phoenix, this community, this organization, what does it mean to you in the life of Jared Dudley?
Man, it means everything. I got there at 22 years old, no kids, came left 33 with three kids. So I grew up as a young adult into a man. I experienced winning and how to be a pro from Steve Nash and Grant Hill. I experienced the transition of being a leader and helping young guys out. I've always been a community guy. I'm trying to give back, be out there in the face, giving tickets away. Phoenix is home. Like I said, I bought a home. I sold my home in California, even though I'm from California, to be there when it's all said that I'll retire. And hey, and you never know, man. 10, 15 years ago, I might be the GM or head coach there.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, we know you're never going to be that far away because of your connection to Phoenix, but we are going to miss you. So best of luck in Brooklyn and beyond, all right?
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
Appreciate it. Jared Dudley of the Brooklyn Nets.